After first being elected governor of New Jersey 8 years ago, Phil Murphy is preparing to step down next month. During WHYY's Ask Governor Murphy program last night, he said that while politics involves deal-making, he's proud of his efforts to give Jersey residents anchor property tax relief, more health care options, and a higher minimum wage.
You could either look at a system, which is imperfect, and say, you know what, that's an imperfect system, and I'm not going to play in that system, and therefore get nothing done. Or say, you know what, it may not be perfect, but let's figure out how we can work our way through that system and get a lot done.
The governor said he'll continue to fight to protect the middle class until he leaves office on January 20th. And keeping the focus on the Garden State, New Jersey, Democratic and Republican lawmakers are working together to create a more stringent law to protect workers at road construction sites. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
The Senate Law and Public Safety Committee has approved legislation to increase the penalty for vehicular homicide by a drunk driver in a construction zone to a first-degree crime punishable by up to 20 years behind bars and a $200,000 fine. Current state law calls for a 5 to 10 year prison sentence if an intoxicated driver causes a fatality in a highway work zone. The bipartisan bill was introduced after road crew worker Alan Adams was struck and killed by an impaired driver in Toms River last summer. The measure now heads to the full upper house for consideration. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Clear and cool outside, blustery as well. Wind gusts up to about 30 miles per hour or so in Philadelphia. Right now, Center City sitting at 35 degrees. Those gusts making it feel cooler. Skies stay clear for the overnight hours. Tonight in Philadelphia, we drop down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, as we close out the week, we get up into the high 30s for Friday. Patchy sunshine expected. Cloudy on Saturday, slightly warmer that day with highs in the lower 40s. Then looks like we could have snow on Sunday.